This is Sarah Laughling from the NSPCC. You're listening to Stuart Pink on Phoenix FM.
Yes, it is. And I'm delighted to be joined on the Zoom by Sarah from the NSPCC. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, Stuart. How are you?
I'm well. I'm good. How are you? Can you describe the backdrop for us? Where are you today?
Do you really want me to describe the backdrop? I'm in sunny Suffolk with a lovely gold backdrop.
A gold backdrop.
It's my son's birthday, so at the moment I look like I'm in a palace.
Oh, well, I thought you always were in a palace. I thought this is normal for you.
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday to your son. Big celebrations.
Yes, big celebrations this evening. Domino's. So that's a, you know, lucky treat.
Excellent. As in the pizza or the game, I'm assuming.
Oh, not playing games.
Big treat today. We get to play Domino's.
Yeah, that'd go down well, wouldn't it?
Oh, marvellous stuff. So what's been going on in the NSPCC world, Sarah?
Lots has been going on, Stuart. I'm going to talk to you really today about our new campaign. We all feel it. That's what I really want to share with everybody today. Some really good work.
We all feel it. So what can you tell us about that?
Well, why we launched the campaign, some really shocking statistics have just come out, actually. So we found out that boys are 5 times less likely to talk with the services that we offer, about like Childline, about their mental health than girls. And they're even less likely to come to them when they have suicidal thoughts.
Okay. So from a young age, boys are less likely to open up.
Is the case. And we do actually know that many more boys and young men take their lives more than girls. And these new statistics that have just been carried out, they show in 2020-21, 31,899 counselling sessions were with girls about mental health issues, compared with only 5,622 with boys. So there's a real need there to reach those boys and young men and get them to open up and talk to, you know, talk to either their trusted adults, talk to Childline, and just open up and just feel more confident doing so. That's why Childline, we launched the We All Feel It campaign. And this is just to support young males who are struggling to speak about, you know, mental health. And we want to help them, before, you know, they could potentially reach a crisis point.
Absolutely. No doubt that the last couple of years definitely have been difficult for everybody at every age, but especially young boys. And
I should imagine so. The pandemic, really hasn't helped, has it? Because, you know, they may be feeling more isolated than they usually would, you know, when they weren't at school, you know, they didn't have their safe place to go to, spending more time at home, maybe with their own thoughts, their own company, their own things going on. So, yes, it probably didn't help. But, you know, they were really, really encouraging, you know, young boys and, you know, young men to really speak out and, you know, talk, really. And we're really hoping this new campaign, We All Feel It, will really help.
So why do you think boys are less likely to talk to Childline and girls?
At Childline, you know, we really do know that speaking out about mental health issues, you know, it can be really challenging for some young people. And I know as a Childline counsellor, you know, when a young person has contacted Childline for that first time, it's a huge step. You know, it's taken a lot to, you know, reach out. You know, in particular, it can be really hard for boys due to the stigma. They may feel around sharing their feelings, you know, and talking about their mental health struggles. You know, we know from the conversations that our counsellors have had with boys, you know, this can lead to them bottling up things instead of sharing what they're going through and getting the support. You know, by attacking toxic masculinity and by pushing the message that there is strength in reaching out for help and talking, hopefully this will really help and encourage, you know, boys to just think, you know what, I am going to come forward. I am going to start talking and sharing how I am feeling and just getting over that stigma that something is just stopping boys from coming forward and talking. So hopefully this will really, really help.
It's kind of in the DNA to be a bit like that. And I think that probably all young boys feel that to start with. But it's really important that kind of changes and that young boys feel they can talk about their emotions and connect.
It is, especially when, you know, the statistics there show that, you know, sadly that more boys and men take their own life. And I know the latest national data actually shows that in 2020-21, 122 boys aged 10 to 19 died by suicide in the same year that 52 girls took their life. So, yeah, there's a huge need for, you know, to us to reach those young boys.
Yeah, that's a pretty horrific statistic. So what sort of things are boys telling you if they do get through to talk to Childline?
You know, they're talking about various things. You know, they might be just talking about their mental health, wanting to understand how they are feeling. They might just want to be listened to. When a young person contacts Childline, you know, we always offer them support. You know, this might be, you know, encouraging them or getting them to think about maybe who are their trusted adults in their life. You know, this could be in school or college. It could be at home. And asking them, you know, is there anyone that they can talk to? Anyone that, you know, that they feel comfortable talking to? We also give them advice on, you know, services that can help them in their local community. But the contacts range a lot. And there's all sorts of reasons that, you know, boys, you know, are suffering and feeling this way and feeling that, you know, things are just getting too much for them. And I know a lot of them do feel isolated in their experiences and they're really embarrassed about sharing how they're feeling. It might just be really uncool, you know. And I think social media as well. On social media, everyone looks like they're having a great time and maybe that can enhance how that young person is sadly feeling. You know, and quite often when they reach Childline, it's the first time they've confided in anyone at all. So, you know, Childline is really important, but we do try and encourage that young person to speak to a trusted adult. You know, and I know, so for example, I'll give you a couple examples actually. You know, a young male, 18 years old, contacts a Childline because they're worried about feeling depressed all the time and they've been thinking about suicide more often. And they confided to someone at work and that they weren't doing very well mentally. And sadly, they didn't get a response. They didn't get a reply to their message. So they felt really embarrassed about telling them how they were feeling. You know, they'd reached out and they hadn't got any support. Another male told Childline that they'd had intrusive thoughts for as long as they could remember. And sometimes, you know, they could make me suicidal. And then they said, I'd love to speak openly with my mum, but they've never had that sort of relationship. So they feared that, you know, they wouldn't be believed or taken seriously. And so they felt like they had no one in their life so that they could speak to. So just putting down their thoughts alone had been like a weight lifted off their mind.
Yeah, I guess for especially for youngsters, whether they're young boys or young girls, putting these sort of emotions out there. If you're so young, those are the only things you've known as long as you've been around. Those are the thoughts you've had to get those out, to talk to someone about those.
And to really understand and to really understand those thoughts and feelings, you know, you could be really, really young, you know, and it's very hard to understand maybe why and get to the bottom of what's going on in their lives. What could they do to make them feel a bit better? You know, we at Childline, you know, we've got really brilliant resources on the Childline website. We've also got, we also can signpost young people to message boards where other young people might be experiencing the same problems as them or the same worries, and they can interact with other young people. You know, we also offer as counsellors, you know, coping strategies. We've also got a calm zone. But often at Childline, we're just there to listen. We really are there to listen to them and be there for whenever they need us. And at Childline, we are open for children and young people to contact us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, it's a free service. And I would say to any, you know, young person out there that does need, just does want to speak to someone, doesn't feel like actually they're ready to, you know, speak to that trusted adult, that they can contact us any day. And the number's really easy to remember, Stuart. It's, I'll just share that with people. It's 0800 1111.
It's so easy to remember. Even I could remember it. I was just I was about to say it, but I'm glad you beat me to it in case I got it wrong. But yeah, 100, 1, 1, 1, 1.
That's brilliant. Yeah, that's right, Stuart. And there's so many, there's more ways now. So since the pandemic, we realize that sometimes, you know, a young person might not be able to make that phone call. It might not be private. So we started an email counseling service for young people as well. So they can email us, they can call us. And there's also an option for a one-to-one chat via the Childline website as well. So there's many more ways that young people can get hold of us and talk to somebody. And we'll always direct the young person to a service in their locality and support them any way that we can.
Excellent. You don't have to do it alone. Lots of ways to get in touch. Tell me about the new campaign, We All Feel It. What's that all about?
So We All Feel It. So it's an absolutely fantastic campaign and the video is brilliant. So it is targeting boys and young males, you know, who are struggling to reach out for support. And what's brilliant is, so the video includes an assortment of clips, you know, from the world of sports. It's got gaming, comedy, and other interests boys might have themselves. And this video, it reflects the emotions of some young males who struggle to articulate, and it really encourages them to seek support for any worries they might have. You know, and this campaign, it aims to really resonate with boys and remind them that if they need help with how they're feeling, that Childline is always there and ready to support them. And this is whenever they need us, whatever they're experiencing, it doesn't matter how big or small their worry might be, that we are there for them. We are there to listen.
Excellent. A great campaign. There's a great video with it as well.
There's a brilliant video. Yeah, it's really easy to access. You know, you can get it on YouTube. Just by typing in NSPCC, We All Feel It. Just put that into Google and, you know, the video will come out. And it's really, really good.
Excellent. So advice for parents and stuff. Obviously, the kids can contact on the number 0800 1111. Go to the website. What can parents do and what should they look out for if they think their children are struggling?
So, yeah, the signs, you know, it might not be very obvious that maybe their son or daughter might be experiencing some sort of worries. You know, they might be feeling suicidal or they might be having mental health worries. You know, just looking out for, maybe, you know, they feel a little bit more depressed or withdrawn. You know, they might be spending a little bit more time by themselves. So they might, you know, you might think or be a bit suspicious that they might be like drinking or taking drugs. They might become obsessed with the idea of suicide, death. You know, you might be able to find this on the, you know, their computer or iPad, that they've been searching up information about suicide. You know, a young person might say, you know, I'll be better off dead. No one would miss me. So what if I wasn't here? Just little signs like that. It's always worth thinking, okay, is there more to this? You know, really let them know that you're here for them and you're on their side. You know, talking to a young person sometimes isn't easy. But the most important thing is, you know, just being there, looking out for the signs, being calm, being patient, approachable, recognizing that their feelings are valid and it's okay. And, you know, and trying to get them to be honest and just being able to have those conversations.
It's all those things, really, are things that sound like big statements and big things to say and big things to talk about, but they're the kind of thing that can easily kind of become part of a conversation with a quote-unquote moody teenager. So important to really actually have the conversation and think about the things that the child's saying and get underneath.
Yeah, just getting under it. And you think, well, actually, there might not be a good opportunity to have that conversation. So maybe, you know, going for a bike ride, getting them in the car. That's always a really good one. Being the taxi service and taking them somewhere.
Yeah.
And I think as a parent, just staying calm. And if your child tells you something alarming, it may stop them. You know, if you react shocked, it might stop them from confiding in you again. So staying calm, you know, being quite realistic that your child might not be ready to talk to you straight away, but don't give up. Try again in a few days' time. Listening is really, really important. And, you know, it shows that your child, you value what they're telling you. you know, and just taking your time and just listening. And a child should never feel isolated and helpless, that they see no way out. You know, we've all got a part to play in helping young people before they reach crisis point. You know, and it's really vital that children and young people know that they have someone to talk to if they ever have to suffer alone. And this is why Childline will always be there for them.
Absolutely. So these are all, I mean, this is an important conversation, but quite a difficult conversation and can be hard for parents or guardians to do. Where can they go and who can they contact if they're struggling themselves to deal with a problem like this?
Okay, so the Childline number, again, is 0800 1111. They can also email a Childline counsellor by going through the Childline website, which is www.childline.org.uk. They can also get hold of a counsellor with a one-to-one chat as well. And there'll always be a counsellor on the other end of the phone, the other end of an email or a chat. Sometimes it might take a little bit of time. So please, if there's anyone thinking, oh, goodness, someone didn't pick up straight away, that's okay, someone will. And just know anyone feeling or having any worries or, you know, concerned about their mental health, it's okay. And we will always be a safe place for young people to come to, and you will be listened to, and we will support you with the best we can.
Even adults can contact you as well.
Yeah, no, that's right, Stuart. So any adult can call the NSPCC. We've got an NSPCC helpline as well, which is just for adults, to discuss any concerns they might have about a child. This number for the helpline, the NSPCC adult helpline, is 0808 800 5000. So that's a different number as well. And they can contact this helpline and get information about, you know, services we offer or advice, really good advice and support.
And there's always loads on the website as well.
We've got lots on the NSPCC website as well.
Sarah, loads of great stuff you're doing as always. Any more fundraisers coming up we need to be aware of?
Oh, so in the Essex branch, things are starting to ramp up, which is brilliant. So we've got an extravaganza in Chigwell. Ooh. Our Thurrock Ladies Luncheon has launched again, which is wonderful. It all set Hall Hotel. Our Cultures of Business group are getting ready for Childhood Day. And we've also got quite a few groups and organisations doing something for the Queen's Platinum Jubilee as well, which is wonderful. So we're encouraging people to, maybe they might be organising their own street party, you know, organising a cream tea, a treasure hunt. Maybe they can organise a majestic bake-off. Whatever people are doing, whether it's in their town, in their villages, it'd be really lovely if people could think of the NSPCC while they are organising these events and celebrating. You know, anything people can do to support NSPCC would be gratefully received. 90% of our income does come from the public, from supporters who are listening today. So anything people can do would be gratefully received.
Make sure you can pick up the phone when kids need it.
That's right. Thanks, Stuart.
Excellent. Thank you, Sarah, for joining us. I look forward to seeing the results of the extravagant bake-off and joining you for lunch.
Yes. I know. I'm going to be thinking about doing the cream tea.
Oh, lovely. Oh, yeah. You've got to put the
clotted cream and jam.
Jam first or clotted cream first? Don't want to get clotted cream first, then jam. Oh, no. Oh,
no, I'm joking. Sorry.
Now there's an issue. We'll get you in trouble now. Look at that. Look at that. Sarah, thanks for joining us. Great work as always. All the details, of course, can be on the NSPCC website. We'll put a link on the Phoenix FM website too. Have a great birthday celebration tonight.
Ah, oh, thank you.
We'll speak soon.
Thank you. Speak soon, Stuart. Bye.
Phoenix 98 FM. Go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews. Check the events for your area and listen to great radio online.
Thanks for listening. And if you enjoyed the interview, then please share it. If you didn't enjoy it, then share it anyway. For more guest interviews like this, or to get the next one delivered directly to your device, subscribe to the Now You're Talking podcast. You'll find it wherever you get your podcasts from, and the whole thing has become a huge library featuring well over 150 guest interviews, from music, film, comedy icons to community heroes, local legends, stars of the future, and just about everybody in between. A treasure trove of life's stories from all sorts of incredible people. So for more interviews, podcasts, videos, poems and books, everything I do is available at stuartpink.com.